The first thing we have is a four-measure intro, and here is what it sounds like. Right hand, we're starting on the D that's two octaves above middle C. So not the D right there at middle C, but the next one higher. I'm playing that with my second finger. With this, my left hand is playing the C two octaves below middle C with its fifth. These hit together, the pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, you will play that D again, while the left hand plays the G above the C it just played with its second finger. Then right hand, play the G above the D you just played with your fifth, and then come back down to the E below that with your third, while the left hand plays the C above the G it just played with its first. Then left hand, bring up your fifth finger to play the G below the C you just played, then play the E above that with your first, and then the C below that, which should be the C below middle C with your second. Then right hand, play the D right under your second finger again, and with this, left hand play the E two below middle C with your fifth. These sit together, the pedal goes up and down. Then left hand play the B above the E you just played using your second finger, right hand play your D again with this. Then right hand play the G above the D you just played with your fifth, come back to the E below that with your third, while the left hand plays the E above the B it just played with its first. And then left hand, play the B right below the E you just played with your fifth, then reach up to play the G above that with your first, and then the E below that with your second. That's the first two measures. Then we do basically the same thing again, except right hand is an octave lower. Right hand will play the D right above middle C with your second, while the left hand plays that C two below middle C. These sit together, pedal up and down. Right hand, you play your D again. Left hand, play the G above the C you just played with your second. Right hand, play the G above the D you just played, and then the E below that with the third, while the left hand plays the C above the G it just played with its first. Then like before, left hand, play the G below the C you just played with your fifth. Then reach up to play the E above that with your first, and then the C below that with your second. Then down to the E below that, which should be the E two below middle C. With this, right hand play the D under your second finger again. These sit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand play your D again. Left hand play the B above the E you just played with your second. Then right hand play the G above the D you just played with your fifth. Then come back to the E right below that with a third. Left hand with this, play the E above the B you just played with your first. Then left hand, play the B below the E you just played with your fifth. Then reach up to play the G above that with your first. Then the E below that with your second. And then we have the two notes that lead us into the first verse. And these notes are, and right hand, that is middle C with your first, followed by the D above that with your second. And that is the intro. Now, when working on this song, feel free to go back and listen to the tracks as many times as you need to get the song into your head. And also, as we get each section down, you might want to try to play along with me and the tracks. Now, let's take a look at the first verse. The first verse is 8 measures long, and here is what the first 2 measures sound like. Okay, right hand, we're playing the E above middle C with our third finger, and with this, the left hand is playing the C two below middle C with its fifth. So these hit together, the pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, play the G above the E you just played with your fifth, while the left hand plays the G above the C it just played with its second. Then right hand play your G again, left hand with it play the C above the G you just played with your first. Then right hand come back to the E under your third, while the left hand reaches up to play the G below the C it just played with its fifth. Then right hand play the G above the E you just played with your fifth, left hand play the E above the G you just played with your first. And then left hand play the C below middle C with your second. And then right hand play middle C with your second, cross under it to play the D above it with your first. This will put your second finger on the E coming up here. So I want E with your second finger, left hand with this play the E2 below middle C with your fifth. These hit together, the pedal goes up and down. Then right hand play the G above the E you just played with your fourth, while the left hand plays the B above the E it just played with its second. Then right hand play your G again. With this, left hand play the E above the B you just played with your first. Then right hand play the E above middle C with your second. Left hand, I want you to come up with your fifth finger to play the B below the E you just played. Then left hand play the G above the B you just played, which should be the G right below middle C with your first. And with this, right hand play the A above middle C with your fifth. Then left hand play the E below the G you just played with your second. And then after that, right hand play the E above middle C with your third, followed by the G above that with your fifth. And that's how you play measures 1 and 2 of the first verse. Now we are ready to learn the third and fourth measures of the first verse, and here is what they sound like. Right hand, we're playing the F above middle C with our fourth. With this, the left hand is playing the D two below middle C with its fifth. So these hit together and the pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, play the E below the F you just played with your third. And with this, I want the left hand to play the A above the D it just played with its second. Then right hand, go back to the F under your fourth finger, while the left hand plays the D above the A it just played with its first. And then right hand, play the E under your third finger again, and then go up to the G above that with your fifth, while the left hand plays the E2 below middle C, which should be almost right under its fifth finger. These sit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand play your G again. Left hand, with this, I want you to play the C above the E you just played using your second finger. Then right hand plays the E below the G it just played with the third, while the left hand stretches up to play the G above the C it just played with its first. Then right hand play your E again. Now we are in measure 4. For measure 4, the right hand plays the E again, while the left hand plays the F2 below middle C with the fifth. These sit together, the pedal goes up and down. Then right hand play the D below the E you just played with your second. With this, left hand play the C above the F you just played with your second. Then right hand play your D again. With it, left hand play the F above the C you just played with your first. Then right hand play middle C with your first. With this, left hand play the C below the F you just played, but I want you to use your fifth finger, so bring it up for that. Then right hand play the D right above the C you just played with your first, except use your second finger. With this, I want the left hand to play the A below middle C with its first. Then left hand play the F below the A you just played with your second, hit it, keep it down, pick up the pedal, but keep that F down, right hand play middle C, and then the D above it, and then put the pedal back down again. Now we are ready to look at measures 5 and 6 of the first verse. Let's take a look at them.